This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Clashes have broken out and one truck of aid was set on fire along the Colombia-Venezuela border as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela. Riot police fired tear gas and are blocking a bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. Protesters have repeatedly tried to get past the line of police and soldiers. At least two people were killed in clashes with security forces along the border with Brazil. Meanwhile, embattled President Nicolas Maduro told thousands of supporters in Caracas that he has broken diplomatic relations with Colombia. Maduro also asked that all Colombian diplomats leave the country within 24 hours. Millions of Venezuelans have fled the oil-rich country because of a lack of goods, services, and medical care. Maduro says there is no humanitarian crisis in his country and that any aid is part of a plan to overthrow his government. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the country. President Muhammadu Buhari was among the first of the country's more than 72 million eligible voters to cast a ballot in his hometown of Daura when the polls opened Saturday. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations, however, opened so late in the day that voting in affected areas might be extended to Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas Saturday due to ballot machine malfunctions. President Buhari and his primary opponent, businessman and former vice president Atiku Abubakar, both said they were confident of winning the election, which was delayed 1 week because of logistical problems. This is VOA News.